All right, call to order the Park Impact Fee Committee meeting for Thursday, April 18th, 2019. And we'll stand for roll call.
Robert Cleary.
Here.
Jay Selman.
Here.
Chris Perdue.
Here.
Okay, we'll move on to item number two for business. Agenda item A, consideration to approve Park Impact Fee Committee meeting minutes for February 7th. 2019. If there's not any questions, I can stand for a motion to approve those.
Okay, I make a motion we approve February 7th minutes.
Okay, got a motion. Is there a second?
I can second that.
Motion is made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 2B, update on park impact fee or park impact fees. With Jake Lorenz, Park and Recreation Coordinator, CPSI.
All right, hi guys. I'm Jake Lorenz with the Parks. I'm here representing the Parks and Recreation Department for Bobby, who's out today. he just wanted me to talk a little bit about where we're sitting with our park impact fees. Since January 1st of 2019, we've had roughly 340 permits, which is pretty good. Like, we're averaging about just a little over 80 a month. Our current balance in the impact fees after the Zamzo property purchase, we're sitting at approximately $884,000 left. and that's pretty much it.
Just to kind of give you an idea of how impressive the 340 permits is, last year as a total we had 524 for the entire year. And the year prior we had 401. So we've almost surpassed 2 years ago.
We're not even in May.
We're not even a third of the way through the year.
Yeah.
And that's all I have for
that. Okay. Next we move to item 2C, which is an update on the Zamzo family submission. Jake Lorenz, this is actually an action item, which Jake will explain here in a little bit.
So if you guys, did you guys see the memo that was sent out from Bobby about the park name for the new Zamzo property? So basically they were given naming rights when we purchased the property, kind of something we did to help them out and help us out. They would like to see it named Helen Zamzo Park. Bobby thinks it's a great idea. I mean, kind of going with what they want anyways. So we just kind of want to make sure that you guys are on board with that and kind of vote and make sure that's good. We don't see any issues at all with that.
So I guess anyone have any questions about the park name or?
No, I think that during the last meeting we talked about that was probably going to be what happened. We were going to have the Zamzos, or the Zamzo family, we had naming rights to the park, so
right.
It's kind of to be expected.
Exactly.
Okay, so if there's any more discussion, Robert, do you have anything?
Nope.
Okay. I guess I'll stand for a motion to move forward or allow Bobby to move forward with naming the new park Helen Zamzo Park.
I make a motion that we approve the naming of the park as Helen Zamzo Park.
Okay, motion's made. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Motion's made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. On to item 2D, discuss options for the new park. Jake Lorenz, again, Park Recreation Coordinator, CPSI.
Jake? So with this one, Bobby just wanted me to ask you guys, and we're going to start doing this probably almost every agenda, see what you guys would like to see in some of these parks that we're getting. I mean, we obviously have some ideas. We want some ball fields and stuff like that, but we'd like to get input from other people to see exactly what we want or what the community wants. And as community members, like, that's what we hope you guys can help with input on that. I mean, it'd be easy for us to just say, oh, we're just going to put whatever we want, but it's not about just us as the city. It's about the community. So this is basically, if you guys have options or ideas you'd like, mm-hmm. now's a good time, or just think about it for our next meeting, because Bobby did say he wants to start bringing this up almost every meeting.
If we're opening up for discussion, I'm definitely have a pretty strong opinion about this. Being that I'm the president of the KYSBA, and we had a record registration this year. We had the highest number of baseball and softball kids ever in the history of the league registered this year. I think largely due to the number of people moving into town, new people, plus I think people are having a pretty good experience with the league. And we are very, very, very pressed for trying to find places for all these teams to practice and play games. It's really, really tough. And additionally, like at the middle school, where a lot of it goes on, we have two baseball fields over at the city park, which, has the younger kids play on those. But the middle school and high school baseball players play at the middle school. And the elementary, all the girls play softball at the middle school. And the high school, we have two. We also had a record number of girls try out for softball this year at the high school, because I also coach softball at the high school. And we have a varsity team, a JV team, and a JVB team, which is was basically a freshman team, but has a few sophomores on it. At any rate, we have a varsity softball field at the high school, and they pretty much monopolize that field.
Right.
And then the JV and the JVB team have all their practices and games at the middle school. So the KYSBA has to play second fiddle. And it's just really tough getting those kids places to practice. So the more baseball and softball fields we can put in within the city limits, the better off we'll be. Youth sports in general, I mean, I think the same thing for probably PAL football, Optimus football. We got lacrosse now, which is starting to spring up in CUNA. Of course, soccer, obviously. So we're bursting at the seams for sports fields, and then not even to mention the fact that there's only, like, if we want to do adult softball, the only playable, even semi-playable option we have is over there at the CUNA Life Church. And if you've ever played over there in those fields, they're
a little rough.
They're rough. Anyway, so I definitely. I'm strongly in favor of squeezing as many youth sports fields as we can in that property.
Yeah, I know we've looked into doing some different options. Like, I know baseball and softball fields are hopefully a priority. Soccer fields or mm-hmm. something similar could be football or something.
Right, because soccer is multi-purpose. You can play football, you can play lacrosse. Right. Yeah.
So we're looking at those options. But yeah, all the input, like, absolutely. Fields, I think, are a big thing here.
How many softball fields could be put out there in the property?
We think two.
That would be
based on the layout and stuff. Right.
That would be a huge help.
Right. And we want them to be official softball-sized fields, so you can play adult on it as well. And I think if we looked, one of the options has, like, three additional, like, soccer-type fields there. So, I mean, that'd be an additional five total fields that we don't have now. So.
It would also be good to, if we're going to have any kind of games out there, to have a concession stand mm-hmm. that we could use out there for anybody that wanted to sell snacks or raise a little bit of money.
Right. I know that's something we've kind of talked about.
I think you could even tie that into, like, the restroom, kind of like the restroom right. concession stand combo.
Absolutely.
Right. But I think I'll echo the sports field, because that's a huge thing, and that's also obviously something for kids in this community to do. Additionally, like a pathway or something that extends the entire perimeter, so you have an actual loop kind of thing. Playground equipment, because this will be the major park on the south side of the tracks, other than what they have at failing the name. Dog Park.
The Dog Park? Sadie Creek?
Sadie Creek. So, pathways.
Yeah, pathway. A jog slash walk pathway would be great, yeah. And playground equipment's always good. Disc golf is always nice if you can figure out a way to squeeze it in. People love, a lot of people play on the green belt.
And I do see the pickleball courts that go up other cities get well used.
Yeah, that seems like it's coming on strong as a thing that...
And a lot of ages people can participate in it. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that Bobby really would like some pickleball.
I think that'd be awesome.
Definitely.
It doesn't take up that much space.
Right.
You
can squeeze it in a spot.
Because those pickleball courts are pretty small.
Right.
Compared to a tennis court. Or multi-purpose, even.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what we would look at is probably doing some tennis courts that you can play pickleball on. Just that way you have some alternate tennis courts in the city instead of just on the school property.
Any other suggestions, or do we want to just think about the rest? Because this will probably be on the next agenda as well.
It should be probably on almost all future agendas.
Okay.
Until we get it completed.
Basketball courts are always nice, but that's... People like to shoot hoops.
Do we have a full size, not like full size, but a full size court in?
I don't know if the one at the Farm Estates is a full size. I think it's only half court with two hoops.
Because if we can get a full size one like that, I mean, then you open up other options for
recreation,
or whether you do like host tournaments or whatever out there.
Definitely. That's all I have on that. So if you guys want to just keep thinking about some things, definitely next meeting, maybe we can get some more ideas.
Oh, one last thing. Combination tennis. If you could wrap actually your pickleball and tennis and basketball all into the same one.
Right.
Back in Grand Forks, we had a park that actually did that. So it was a legitimate nice surface because it was a tennis surface, but it was also for the basketball court, and they did stuff out there all the time. So if you did a full combo, like a series of tennis courts and something like that.
That'd be a good idea, yeah.
When you're not doing just a concrete surface, you have an actual grippy surface, so.
Yeah, it'd be something definitely worth looking into, for sure.
See if you can look at doing that.
The most uses you can get out of the space, I think, is the best.
Right.
That's all I have on that
one. Any other discussion on that one?
I don't think so.
Golden. All right, so then we'll move on to item 2E, which is just a request for expenditure for Ashen Estates Park, and presented by Jake Lorenz.
So this is just one we're getting. I don't remember if we've talked about it in the meetings in the past. We acquired a 3.1-acre park at Ashen Estates, which is just across from Ridley's. It's kind of a rectangular shape over there. But it's on a hill that goes down to the road, so we got to fence it in and stuff, and kind of limits what we can do there. Mm. We're asking for $200,000 from park impact fee funds to basically put a small parking area, some restrooms, a playground, and fence the park in. The fencing we're looking at is similar to Bernie Fisher Park, which is that black metal wrought iron fence. We think it's probably our best option for that area, and it's pretty sturdy. The parking area size, we're looking at probably about half of the size of the parking at the Farm Estates Park. So I'd say maybe 10-ish parking spaces. We try to get restrooms there. Playground, just probably a pretty small playground area. Just something, it's going to be more of a local, park. Maybe if you're shopping, you can stop there. And then if we do the small playground and stuff, that would also leave us area, some good green space for, like, a small soccer field, which I know we've been, like, K-Pals is definitely always looking for soccer fields or even football fields for that matter. We don't know exactly how big it would end up being yet, but for, like, their TOTS program, it'd probably be great. Because they struggle trying to find places on that Saturday.
Right.
And then also probably put a small covered patio or two in there.
Picnic tables.
Right, because we can get into those for relatively cheap. So we're asking for $200,000. Hopefully that covers all of it, but it's just a start for sure.
Anybody got any pertinent questions on it or thoughts, feelings?
The more green space and park options we have for families, kids, picnickers, people trying to do some kind of recreational activity, the better off we are.
Right. No, I agree with that.
Just from an overall budget perspective, this the new Zamzos Park, how much do we think it will take us to develop that park?
We don't know. That actually, Bobby and I talked about that today. We're going to actually try to get a meeting set up in June to go over that. Currently, there's city workers that are trying to figure out the infrastructure costs, so like the water, sewer, getting power there, and how much is actually going to cost us to do that before we come out and say, hey, this is what it's going to cost. So hopefully by June is what we're thinking. We'll get some good numbers, at least a starting point. So really we don't quite know what that's going to cost, but if you figure on our current rate, if we do for impacts, we should hopefully have at least another 150 permits by then. So, or more even really, because we're getting into the summer months. So we're hoping that by the time we get into the Zamzo Park construction, we're going to have more impact fees.
Yeah, because if the rate does continue right now, if we do the 200,000, that drop us to the 684, and we should actually replenish that, or most of it, by the time we get back to figuring out Zamzos.
Right. And I think the Ashton Estates property is almost ready to start being constructed on. So Zamzo property, like, we're a little ways out still. We've got to worry about services and stuff like that still. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, do we feel pretty confident that if we allocate the $200,000, then we'll have all the resources we need when we start developing the Zamzo Park?
I think so. I think the Zamzo Park, honestly, is going to be a phased project. I think it's all going to be all a one time.
Okay.
There's definitely some engineering that's going to go into that and stuff, so I'm not 100% sure when we get a whole lot of construction going on that yet.
So with the $200,000, Bobby's sure that's enough to get a start. Is he going to come back and ask for more if he needs it, or is he going other financial routes?
He seems relatively convinced that should be pretty close to what we actually need, depending on some construction costs and stuff like that, and like the playground set that we decide what the actual cost of that is. To do playgrounds and surfacing is not cheap. To do it right anyways. Mm-hmm. So we kind of talked about that, and he said that we're hoping that $200,000 is enough. Worst case scenario, we can go to the general fund and try to get money there, or come back to the impact committee and try to request more money. But from the sounds of it, the $200,000 is a really, really good start to get us almost exactly where we need to be.
Okay.
Short of running into any problems there.
Any other further questions, discussion? Okay, if not, I guess I can stand for a motion to, let's see, how is it going about that? To allow Bobby to move forward with the $200,000, because he's going to have to bring that to council correctly, or correct, maybe?
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I don't have any
answers. Let's just move forward with the motion to allow Bobby to use $200,000 of park impact fee dollars for Ashton Estates.
I make a motion that we approve the $200,000 for Ashton Estates
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, motion carried. And then, Jake, if you don't have anything else?
Just watch for a meeting in June. If there's any dates that don't work for you on a Thursday, send Jesse an email or Bobby and let him know. We'll hopefully get an email out within the next couple weeks for sure. And then kind of go from there.
Okay.
And if that's everything, anything else?
Nothing.
Nope. Weighing on people's mind? Okay, then I'll stand for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Okay, I got a second?
Second that.
Motion's made and seconded, we adjourn.
Thanks.